The title for today's homily is The Author of Our Salvation. As I mentioned at the beginning of today's Mass, we have this beautiful prayer with which today's Mass began. And in this prayer, we as God's people are asking the Holy Spirit to help us to be watchful, to be vigilant as we live in this world, because Jesus is the author of our salvation. Now let's think about this phrase for a moment. An author is someone who has authority. He is the one who is the creator of the story, the creator of the narrative. And it's a particular story. It's the story of our salvation. Whenever I do baptisms, when children are anointed, babies are anointed with the oil of chrism and the oil of the catechumens, I'll say to the parents, I'll say, this oil is a salve. It's something we put on the wound, the heart that is hardened to God, the mind that might be confused by all that goes on in the world. And so the oils represent this salve. They bring about healing. And that's why we call Jesus the author of our salvation. He is the one who wants to heal. He is the one who wants to bring order. He is the one who wants us to know that when we see the narrative of our life in relation to him, then our lives, as we've heard in our readings today, experience prosperity. But here's the problem, and these texts from Scripture speak to it so clearly. And we see it in a particular way in our modern day with what is called wokeism. Wokeism is the philosophy that there is no overarching story. There is no author. I am the one who determines my own story, and there's no one outside of myself who gives meaning or value to how I live. And I'd like to ask the question, how is this working for us? Not very well. The moral chaos, the increase in suicide amongst teenagers. About a month ago, a girl who's 15, who goes to one of our schools, one of our high schools, said, Father, in the last year, I've had three of my friends talk to me about committing suicide. And these are 13, 14, and 15-year-olds. You see, what happens when we lose sight of the author of our salvation, when we think that I define my sense of reality based on my feelings, things go terribly, terribly wrong. Jesus understands this so clearly. And as the author of our salvation, his desire is not to stand wagging his finger at those who are so confused, but to welcome them into his saving community, which is the church. And yet we, as those who are followers of Jesus, have to know the struggle that we are up against. This is a spiritual battle of epic proportions. Jesus in today's gospel speaks about this battle in relation to the generation to whom he came. They rejected the author of their salvation, and they rejected the one who was the precursor. You need to know this about how things played out in a Jewish town. When there was a wedding, it was tradition for the boys to play flutes and to celebrate the fact that, oh, the wedding is about to happen, that let us dance, let us celebrate. And of course, Jesus was referencing to the fact that he is the bridegroom. And the people of his day, rather than seeing the coming of the bridegroom, they said, that man is a drunkard. He's a glutton. He eats with tax collectors and sinners. And so they rejected him. Similarly, it was the tradition that girls would have this responsibility to wail and mourn in order to announce the coming of a funeral procession. And John the Baptist, by his life of asceticism, by his life of prayer, by the way in which he sought to live a very kind of detached life from the world, he was criticized as being a weirdo. And they said he has a demon. And so what does Jesus say? The people of his generation completely missed the author of their salvation. But then Jesus says something beautiful. He says, wisdom is vindicated by her deeds. What does that mean? God's story, God's way, will never ultimately be thwarted. And of course, Jesus is speaking about this in relation to himself. He is wisdom personified, and wisdom will be vindicated by her deeds, his death and resurrection. So my beloved brothers and sisters in Christ, this is what I want to leave you with today. We are living in profoundly troubling and turbulent times. But these are not times for us to be fearful. No, these are times for us to be watchful. How easy it is for us to be fearful and not watchful. And do you know what I see? They might be small in numbers, but I see some young people awakening to this, awakening to the fact that there is a story outside of me. There is an author of our salvation. And what we are invited to is to be a community that says, we want to welcome you. We want you to learn this story. For what happens when we do? Well, let me conclude by reference to our first reading and the psalm, beginning with the psalm. This is Psalm 1. So this is the very first of the 150 psalms in the Bible. And it sets the context for our lives. For it says, happy are those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, take the path of the sinners, or sit in the seat of scoffers. Who are those? Those are the adults in our society who are saying to our children and our teenagers, there is no story. There is no author. You can do whatever you want with gender. You can do whatever you want with your life because it's all just based on your feelings. That's not our way. The psalm goes on to speak about those who do what? Who delight in the law of the Lord. That is, they delight in the story that has Jesus as the author. And as that then is developed in our lives, we find a way of meaning, a way of purpose, and a way of true prosperity. We are like trees that are planted by the water. They bear fruit in their season. And listen to the heart of God in our first reading. It couldn't be more explicit, the author of our salvation, when he says, I am the Lord your God who teaches you for your own good. You see, God has our good at heart, not our destruction. But again, many people are being told today you want to reject God because he doesn't have your good intention at heart. This goes back 500 years before Jesus, when he then goes on to say, I want to lead you in the way that you should go. But then listen to these words. Oh, that you had paid attention to my commandments. Then your prosperity would have been like a river, your success like the waves of the sea. Your offspring would have been like the sand. God desires our prosperity. The devil desires our destruction. And we live in a world where his message, the devil's message, is getting such airplay that a generation is profoundly confused and lost. It is only the Church of Jesus Christ that has the solution. Because it's only Jesus who is the author of our salvation. May we be lovingly watchful, attentive, and receptive to those who say, I'm dying. I need a story that's going to make sense of my life. Jesus is that author, and he is the story.